Hey, I'm driving out to the airport right now. It's about 6:45 p.m. on a Thursday after work. It's been a while since I've been flying. It's March. It's July 14th, and the last time I went flying, I was actually when I took Drew Dumkes flying. There I am dropping names again. But the point of that was not to bring him up again, although, you know, whatever, I'll coattail. The point was that it's been a while since I've been flying, so need to get back up in the air. I'm sure, you know, I can knock the rust off real quick. My plan is I'm going to get in the plane, you know, check everything out, do a couple takeoffs and landings, you know, see how they feel. If the first landing is good, we'll just call it good. And then, speaking of Drew, I think I'm going, we got a beautifully clear day today. I think I'm actually going to fly up there and see if anybody's flying RC today and try out the grass strip there, because I've been meaning to do it and just haven't really had the opportunity. I went up for the RC air show that they had up there and did not have a plane available that day, so I didn't fly up for that. Plus, the weather was crap, it turned out. But so I'd really like to land at Hans Sky Ranch. Airport identifier 2-Tango-5, and we'll see what that's like. It's a nice little bit of a roll to it, grass strip, and should be fun. So the other thing that I'm planning, because the sun is, you know, going to be going down. Crap, I forgot to check Civil Twilight. I'll do that before I leave the clubhouse. The other thing is that I haven't flown at night in a while, so my intention is to get back around dusk and then do some night takeoffs and landings. And to stay current, I actually need to do 3 takeoffs and landings at night by myself before I'm allowed to take any passengers up at night. So, you know, we'll get that taken care of so that if a situation arises where I want to take somebody flying and we're going to be out past sunset, I'll be legal. Legal is good. Not just legal, but, you know, well-practiced as well. Landing at night is interesting. It's just the same, and it's completely different from landing during the day. The way that it's the same is, obviously, the aircraft has no idea that there's no light around it. So, well, unless you believe in Murphy's Law. But it really has no idea. It flies exactly the same, daylight or dark. So your whole process, theoretically, is the same as far as how you land and flare and everything like that. The problem is that at night there's a whole lot of things, a whole lot of sensory illusions that your brain plays on you, or your eyeballs play on you, or the two of them get in cahoots and play on you. And what happens is, depending on the situation, you might seem like you're higher than you are or lower than you are. Really, the lights can really, really trick, the runway lights can really trick you as far as how high and low you are. The other thing is that there's obviously a safety risk involved in flying at night. Flying at night, really not so much. Other planes are easier to see if it's a nice clear night in some ways, because, you know, their lights attract your attention. Assuming everybody's using their lights, which they should be. But really, landing is tricky because there can be animals on the runway. There can be deer on the runway. In fact, I recently mentioned 7600onair.com. One of his, I can't remember if it was his first or second interview, was actually with a pilot who clipped a deer, or actually the deer clipped him. It sounds like it jumped off the runway and caught the stabilator assembly, the tail, the empennage, as they call it, at the back of the airplane, and they had to go around and do a landing with limited control of, I can't remember if it was the horizontal or vertical control surfaces in the back. But a very interesting story, so you should definitely go check that out. And I believe Nathan would appreciate having the hits on his website. So anyway, yeah, so you can have things on the runway. You can have electrical failures at night, just like you can during the day. But of course, at night, if you have an electrical failure, that means you have no lights. And not only do you have no lights, you have no radio. And the trick of that is a lot of airport lighting is radio control. You click on the the microphone 5-7 times, depending on how what brightness you want, and it'll bring up the lights, and then you click them down to the intensity that you want by clicking, you know, 3, 5, or 7 times again. If you don't have a radio, you can't turn on the lights. If you can't turn on the lights, you're going to have a hard time seeing. And so these are just things that, that can go wrong at night. So you really kind of, you got to weigh the risk of flying at night. I haven't done a whole lot of flying at night. I did my training flight across country with my instructor. And I've done some evening, basically just currency stuff like I'm doing tonight, like I plan on doing tonight, just to stay current. Haven't done any night cross-country ever since training. So it's something I really should do, perhaps with an instructor, but, you know, just get comfortable around the airport area and just be safe about it and smart. And, of course, you always want to carry a whole bunch of flashlights with you, backups to your backups. In case you do lose the panel lighting, you could still use the flashlight to navigate, look at your compass. If your radio's still working and it's just the lights that's out, you can still use the, you know, dial your radios in and stuff like that. Lights, flashlights are very important. So I'm going to have 3 with me tonight. We should be good with that. I did check the batteries before I left, so they should all be good. I don't know. I guess that's it for now. I'm about 5 minutes from the airport. Running a little bit later than I wanted to. I hope to do some yakking at you while I'm in the air. Not throwing up yakking, talking yakking. So, we'll see how that goes. I didn't do an intro to this. I suppose I could now, or maybe I'll tack one at the beginning. I'll do one now. Thanks for stopping by Eblo, the weblog and podcast. That's eblo.ratula.net. And you can find me, actually, on Podcast Alley and podcastpickle.com. And just search for Eblo the weblog, it should come up. So that's it for now. We'll probably I might talk through my pre-flight check, but if I don't do that, you'll hear from me in the airplane. Later.
Delta traffic 287 will be back to action runway 3 to the tie downs. Any traffic in the area, please advise.
But up here. Sun bulls. Done my mag check. Good. Cab heat check. Good. Vacuum is sucking. I need oil pressure, oil temper good. Pedals good. Flaps are set. I believe we're ready to go.
Heat check out, heat check. Traffic 0-0-0. It's a mid park up the road. East shore 14-5 below. Please use caution. Jump in the stupidest.
Mustache traffic. Cessna 9815 Lima. Ready. Back taxi runway 03 for takeoff. Mustosha.
East traffic 0-0-0, 1 minute power jump to the reef, 14-5 below, please use caution.
Starts traffic, Cessna 15 Lima, ready to depart, runway 03, departing for the north, Wistosha.
Chopper, traffic, Warrior 79 Victor is on final, 411 Chopper. Jump to the reef, sorry, jump to the reef, 14-5 below, please use caution, jump to the right next, 5 minutes to the reef, sorry. Hartford traffic, Skyhawk 12741, 7 southeast of Hartford, inbound landing, using runway 11 Hartford.
Mustache traffic, Cessna 15 Lima is remaining in the pattern, runway 03, not departing. Remaining in the pattern, 03, on downwind, 15 Lima, Wistosha.
Ba-ba-ba-ba. Ba-ba-ba-ba. What's now, where am I?
Troy traffic, Skyhawk 739, Golf, Foxtrot, 13 miles southwest, down to Lake Geneva, inbound for landing at East Troy, please advise, East Troy traffic.
Stash traffic, Cessna 15 Lima is on base, turning final for runway 03, Wistosha.
Hartford traffic, Skyhawk 12741, 5 miles southeast, inbound landing using 11, any traffic in the area of Hartford, please advise. 12741, coming into Hartford, Wisconsin.
God damn.
East Truck, out of East Truck, traffic 0-0-0. About a 5,000, about 2 to the south, entering our right downwind for 8. East Truck, in the area, please report.
Wistosha traffic.
Wistosha traffic, Sister 15 Lima is going around, Wistosha.
That one was not great.
The
approach was kind of shaky. The follow-through on the touch-and-go wasn't really really a go-around. It was a touch-and-go. I should have called it a touch-and-go. Wasn't as fluid as it could have been. We're going to do one more before we head out. Oh, yeah, it's warm in the cockpit. Showing 75 degrees up here.
Wistosh traffic, Cessna 15 Lima, turning downwind, runway 03, Wistosha.
Hartford traffic, Skyhook 12741, entering a left downwind for runway 11 Hartford.
Wistosh traffic, Cessna 15 Lima is turning base, runway 03, Wistosha. It's going to be a touch and go. Wistosh traffic, Cessna 15 Lima, turning final, runway 03, Wistosha.
Chopper traffic, clear, 79 Victor is turning crosswind for 11 Chopper. Hartford traffic, Skyhook 12741. Turning downwind for 11 Chopper.
This one's a lot better looking. There she is.
Wistosh traffic, Cessna 15 Lima is departing to the north, Wistosha.
Left crosswind, 11 Schomburg. Schomburg traffic clear, 79 Victor is turning base for 11 Schomburg.
Flight study traffic, another 6 Lima 5 south for full stop. He's making right side, we'll pass over to Ed and enter the right pattern.
Schomburg traffic clear, 79 Victor is turning final for 11 Schomburg. Maury 739 are turning base for 10 Maury. Maury 739 are turning final for 10 Maury.
Daredevil traffic, long easy 1947 is about 7 miles north of the airport at 2500.
East Troy traffic, Cessna 52048 is 7 miles to the north of East Troy, inbound for landing. We'll plan entering left downwind runway 8 East Troy.
Chamber traffic, Skyhawk 57, final 11 Chamber.
East Troy traffic, Skyhawk 739, Golf Foxtrot, 2 miles southeast. 3,500 inbound for landing.
East Troy traffic, East Troy 0-0-0, climbing out at 2,000. It'll be south side of the field, be scrummers on board, be climbing to the southwest, East Troy.
Low rock.
Got the Skyhawk coming in at 3,500 to my left.
Through traffic, Mall 800 November Hotel, 11 miles to the east, inbound for landing, runway 36 through.
East Troy traffic, Cessna 52048 is 3 miles north inbound for landing East Troy. We'll plan left traffic, runway 8, East Troy.
Full traffic, 172 November Tango is left base, right side.
Lima turning base, full stop, 36 right side.
Griffith, UNCOM, Capital I-1253, we're about 3 miles south inbound for landing. Anybody in the pattern?
Full traffic, 172 November Tango is final for 9, full.
Griffin traffic, Capflight 1253. We'll be crossing over the field from south to north for downwind for runway 8, Griffin.
East Troy traffic, Cessna 52048, 45 for left downwind, East Troy, runway 8.
19, be advised, runway 0321 to Davenport is closed.
East Troy traffic, Skyhawk 739, Foxtrot, Golf Foxtrot, 2 miles northeast, inbound for 45 degree downwind.
Traffic, Capflight 1253, turning downwind for runway 8, Griffin.
East Troy traffic, Cessna 52048, left downwind, runway 8, so full stop, East Troy.
Daredevil traffic, long easy 1947, 7 miles north, inbound for landing, runway 01.
1253, turn base, runway.
East Troy traffic, Skyhawk 739, Golf Foxtrot, inbound for runway 8 on the 45 degree downwind. East Troy traffic.
Traffic, Mall 0 November Hotel, 4.8 miles to the east, inbound for 36
Griffin. Griffin traffic, Capflight 1253, turn and final, full stop, runway 8, Griffin.
East Troy traffic, Cessna 52048, left base, runway 8, East Troy, full stop. And East Troy traffic, Cessna 52048, turning final, runway 8, full stop, East Troy.
Switch frequencies to Waukesha, because we're going to fly over Waukesha, so we'll get them dialed in. Being quiet, because I'm busy flying the plane. Going on here. We're getting settled in pretty good. We're climbing up to 5,500. Going to get up and over all the airspace in between here and on Sky Ranch. We'll get up and over, and then we'll pop back down on the other side. Right now we're at 5,200 feet, and we're at 65 degrees, so it's still pretty warm out. We're going to cool off a bit, though, a little bit. Quite a bit of haze out today. It's good I didn't plan on bringing the camera because it's hazy.
Walk to tower information, golf time 00450, meet observation. Wind 0807, the weather's better than 5005. Temperature 26, dew point 19, delta timbers 2908. Visual approach runway 10 is in use, landing and departing runway 10. High loss information may be obtained on the Badger VOR frequency 116.4. All departures contact ground control on frequency 121.6. All arrivals contact tower on frequency 123.7. Advise on initial contact, give information, golf.
Waukesha is quiet tonight. Haven't heard anything from them.
Waukesha Tower, Husky 204 Mike Alpha, 7 miles to the south, and my landing with the number is like straight into 36 if we're good.
Well, Mike Alpha Tower, make straight in, landing runway 36, report a 2 mile final.
All right, I'll report a 2 mile final, 36, for Mike Alpha, thank you.
I have not seen one other plane since I've been up. They're two really tall cumulos, but they're way off to the east over Lake Michigan. I can be as far as Michigan. I don't know. They're pretty far. Tall bad boys, but they're obviously not going to affect me. They're east of me.
Waukesha Tower, Cherokee 1572 Juliet.
72 Juliet Tower. 1572 Juliet, Waukesha Tower.
Waukesha Airport is right off my, just to the right of my nose. We're crossing over it. It's about 5,700. So we're well clear of the airspace, which ends at 3,400.
Husky 4 Mike Alpha, clear to land runway 36, wind 0606.
Okay, clear to land, 36, 4 Mike Alpha, thank you.
There's another airplane crossing in front of us, not a factor.
Yeah, 4 Mike Alpha, head down to Southeast Anchorage.
And 4 Mike Alpha, taxi to parking, good afternoon.
4 Mike Alpha, park with you, have a good evening.
So there's no action on the radio here. Anyway, we're going to switch over to the frequency at Hans, just in case anybody is flying around there. We'll get a heads up on it.
And Parkridge traffic to Mike Julius, turning final runway 9, Parkridge.
They're now 20 miles away from Hans, Sky Ranch.
Right base, 09 Cats, up on the North American.
And on a hazy day like this, I cannot quite see 20 miles. But what I can see. Definitely see the lake shore. That's about 20 miles. But lake shore is easier to see.
I got the cop. He looks like he's in false. Maybe he'll be turning a base.
Thanks, Dennis.
I can see 20 miles. I just can't make things, make out airports.
He's just off the west end, south about half a mile.
Doesn't have radio, huh?
No, I don't use it either.
Pulaski traffic assessment 229907, turning base for runway 12, Pulaski.
Alright, Dennis, looks like he's going to go behind us.
Pulaski traffic 8 to Romeo, turning left base, 360.
Looks like it might be a pretty good sunset tonight. Luckily, the wing has been blocking the sun most of the way. Actually, the strut, not the strut, the event where the leading edge of the wing meets up with windshield. Actually, I'm going to tune in Hartford because I'm going to pass by Hartford somewhat close first, and I want to make sure and see if anybody's buzzing around there. Somebody water skiing or tubing in the lake off to the right below me.
Common traffic, Archer 46 Tango, left downwind for runway 11, traffic.
Pardon me, I recognize the lake that Drew and I buzzed a couple times that had the house on an island that he really liked. He had some pictures of that up. But finding that, I've got a pretty good idea where, well, I always had a pretty good idea where I was, but I mean as far as
you
kind of recognize Don and Drew's neighborhood. It was kind of funny. Just from flying up here once and then driving up once, but I'm not by what I'd recognize from driving yet, other than the highway and stuff, but...
Cover traffic, Skyline 5481 November is 3 miles northwest. We're going to enter the left downwind for 11 Chopper.
Chopper traffic, this is Archer 30906 Bravo. We're coming in for straight in on for 11 Chopper. Chopper traffic, this is Archer 30906 Bravo, 1 mile for 11 Chopper.
Hartford traffic, experimental 56 Romeo Pop, departing runway 11.
Parker traffic, Vargas 7 Juliet, 6 miles southeast, riding runway 11 Hartford.
Landing traffic at Hartford, what's your altitude?
Hartford traffic, Vargas 67 Juliet is at 2,150 feet.
15 Lima is east of the airport at 3,500, is going to be flying south to north, east of Hartford.
That's why we listen to the radio. That guy is generally in the same area I am, lower than I am, but we definitely want to keep an eye out for him if we can see him. That's a very good thing.
Chomper traffic, A1 November is left base for 1-1, Chomper.
Fort County traffic, 242 Hotel, Hotel, entering left downwind for runway 02.
Those clicks you hear, all the keying of the mics, it's people turning on runway lights. It's not really dark yet.
Traffic A1 November is 1 mile final for 1-1 Chopper.
But they just, yeah, they like to light them up. Helps find the airport, especially with this haze we got going on.
Temperature 2.4 Celsius. Dew point 1.8. Altimeter 2.99. Density altitude 2,100.
Wanted to check that to get the altimeter setting. As air pressure changes, then that affects.
Traffic Flynn 242 Hotel Hotel turning base for runway 02.
That affects what your altimeter would read. So when you travel, you know.
Traffic Vargas 67 Juliet.
Any appreciable distance, it's a good idea. It's better than a good idea. It's actually a requirement to check your altimeter against a local setting. And that way you make sure that you're actually where you think you are altitude-wise.
Touch and go.
Hartford traffic, Vargas 67 Juliet, turning left downwind, runway 11 Hartford.
Pulaski traffic, Cessna 22997, turning final for runway 12, Pulaski.
I should be able to see the airport now. I gotta get some bearings here. The grass strip is pretty hard to find, even without this haze. So, I think I got it. But we're obviously not gonna land on it until we know we got it. Yeah, I have the airport in sight. Gonna cross over about 2,000 feet above it and see if there's any RC planes down there and then jump in the pattern.
Traffic Cessna 9815 Lima is overflying at 3,000. We're going to be entering the pattern for Han Sky Ranch.
Somebody is up flying, so good to see somebody. I'll just do a standard pattern, but I'll keep it close so that they get an idea that I'm coming in.
Foxwoods in traffic, Cherokee, 7107 Whiskey, turning.
Like that. Plane is still up there, but we'll probably get the hint pretty quick here that I'm coming in.
Hotel, left base, 1-8, front of.
Beautiful sunset.
Dermot traffic, cozy 5-6, only a pop, entering left downrunner.
And these guys are show because I'm making a crap landing here. Not really crap, I just came in kind of high. But, should be able to slip her in. Stop talking now.
I want to chat real quick a little bit more about landing at Han Sky Ranch. It was interesting. It's a well-kept grass strip. It's got quite a bit of a roll to it, rolling hills. You know, it's the Kettle Moraine area. It's not a whole lot of flat there, unlike down here. And it was kind of funny. As I was making my base to final turn, I looked like I was at a pretty good height, and then I noticed that the ground kind of dropped out from under me, and I was kind of high for the runway all of a sudden. So I wound up doing a pretty nice slip, brought it in, got pretty low down to the runway, and noticed that where I was going to touch down was kind of long grass. It was longer grass. It wasn't as mowed as the rest of the runway. And there's a pretty good road. It's a farm road that goes across the runway. So
what I did is I added in some power to kind of extend my flare a little bit, so that I would get a little bit towards the end of the tall grass. I didn't hold it off into the short grass, but pretty close. And so that way the nose wheel was still up when I crossed the road, so that there was less stress on that. It's not a really big road, but it definitely gives a good bump. So future reference, if I land in there, I'm gonna wait for the short grass. Then after that little road, there's a nice little uphill, so I stopped pretty quick coming in there. And there were some guys flying. There was one plane flying when I first took a pass over the field, and he got out of the way for me. And I parked the plane, bailed out, and unfortunately I didn't see Drew there. But everybody was looking at me. Somebody, as I was pulling up, gave me a big thumbs up, so at least I knew I wasn't getting in anybody's way or pissing them off too much. Found a nice little corner, parked the plane, shut it down. A guy came over, he said, "Hey, how's it going?" I said, "Oh, fine." He said his name, which I don't remember, Jim or Jack or Rick or something like that. I introduced myself and I said, "Wow, that was a pretty cool landing." I said, "Hey, thanks." He's like, "Yeah, that slip was beautiful." He knew what a slip was, and of course flies RC now. I don't know if they use slips in RC or not. But another guy came over. Don't remember his name either, unfortunately. Sorry. I recognized him from the fun fly that I went to a couple weeks ago up there. You know, he introduced himself. I said who I was, and I said, I asked if Drew had been around, because I got there about an hour later than I told Drew I was going to be there. Just got tied up with getting the plane from the person before me, and there was a pretty decent headwind. So he said no, he hadn't seen him, but he might have been out earlier, but didn't see him. So I wound up giving Drew a call, and happened to be that they were just settling down to dinner, so didn't see him, so that's too bad. Anyway, I was a little nervous when I left out of there. The sun was pretty well setting, and I was kind of waiting for people to leave, just because, I don't know, kind of makes you a little nervous being watched. But so I did my pre-flight check and everything, and everything looked cool, and I started up and taxied to the... Now, I didn't go all the way to the end of the runway. I went to... I didn't want to cross that road again. Just stress on the plane that I didn't really need. There was quite a bit of runway left after that, and, not a whole lot of obstacles. There's a farm pretty far off to the east end of the strip. So I started at the road there, got a good running start on the curve, and kept the power up, got the nose wheel off, was airborne pretty close to the top of the ridge rise that's there, and because I was kind of used the rise to launch me a little bit, I did settle back a little bit, but climbed out and everything was groovy, and hope I gave those guys a good show. They seemed to enjoy having the bigger plane company come in, so I hope they enjoyed that. I was going to buzz the field once I got up. I was going to come back around, but by that time I was kind of itching to head home. The sun was going down pretty well, and just wanted to get going. So I did do one pass over Drew and Don's house. Hopefully he heard me. Maybe they were doing a podcast. Maybe I got the engine noise on their podcast. That'd be kind of cool. But so that's it. It's a nice little strip. Like I said, it's got a road going across it, so you want to be aware of that if you happen to fly in there. But definitely enough space to put a 172 or 152 in there. And it was a lot of fun. I love grass strips. It was good times.
Hey, Mark. This is Jesse from the UFN show. Just calling to leave you a voicemail and telling you that your show is great. Really informative, baby. I'm hoping to hear again from you soon, you big biatch. Mwah! Thank you, Nita. Bye. Hey, Mark. It's Jesse again. I meant to mention on the previous voicemail, what the fuck is up with that crazy-looking thing on your web page? It's like that vampire-looking thing. I'm not quite sure what it is, but it's freaking me out. Anyway, I'll spank you again. Ooh, you like that, right? Don't you, bitch?